Damien Hardwick's been good enough to take our call. He's just jumped off the plane. I think he's back up north after coming back from Perth. He must be a tired man, but you'd be a pretty happy man. Damien, thanks for your time.
Afternoon, gents. How are we?
We're well. You must have been really proud last night, not just of the players, but of the club as a whole.
Yeah, look, it was a terrific win. It's always good to win in the state, but there's probably no better win to play against a side that's going through undefeated and against a ground that I don't think any side's had a victory over there yet. So we're really pleased with our effort and our endeavours all night.
Damien, were you surprised that they knew the way you're playing? They've seen you, they've scouted you. Were you surprised that you got to use the ball in the way you did in the first quarter?
Look, it's probably a hard one to identify, Derm. I suppose in theory, most sides know what each other do. It's just about the execution on the day, and we probably executed really well, especially in that first half. I think we had probably 50-odd uncontested marks at the start, and they shut us down after that. But from our point of view, we know, like most other sides, that if you play to the best of your ability, you're going to be really hard to stop when your game's up and going. So, look, it was probably a little bit of credit to us, and Fremantle to their credit, as we always knew they would, but they'd bounce back and tighten up defensively and manage to get the game on their terms during that third quarter.
I'll take you back to 5 seconds before the first bounce, and you can tell us the contrasting personalities. I found a bit of footage, and I pulled it out for
it
later
good.
On.
Yeah.
Because the boys are saddling up around the outer circle at the centre bounce. And Dustin Martin walks past Nathan Fyfe, who is the star, Rolls Royce of the competition at the moment. He walks past him and he thrusts his shoulder into Fife's chest. And you know what? Fyfe, as good as he is, he acts like a bit of a stoner. And he goes, yeah. And then, so that's Dusty.
Like a stoner.
Yeah. And then 1 second later, Trent Cotchin, same team as Dustin Martin, completely belies the action of his teammate and leans over and shakes Fife's hand and says, good luck today, fellow. Tell us about the contrasting person. Now, I thought it was a real good mini study in human emotions.
Yeah, it's probably something something Dustin's brought to his game. He probably is a little bit, years previously, a bit of a gentle giant, but it's sort of been encouraging to... Yeah, to play like the Luke Hodges of the world that use their body as a battering ram. We think for Dustin to play best footy and to take his game to a new level, that's where his game has to go. And we've been really pleased. I think he's averaged about 13 or 14 consecutive balls over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And the one area of the game we certainly felt could improve for Dustin. And we're starting to reap the dividends of that, I think, over the last couple of weeks. It's been really impressive by the lads.
And before we drill down into this game, I've been really impressed with the debutants you've made, brought on board this year. I think you're up to 7 now. You're definitely at 6. You lost one early days. But, even the boy LSU took off late last night, the kid can seriously kick. They're not just boys you're giving airtime to in prep for years to come. They're actually fulfilling their role and being vital ingredients on the day.
Yeah, they are. It's a good pickup. They're very smart in the way they go about the game. Probably Camden McIntosh is a guy that, he stepped in. He's been in our system 3 years, had a horrific run with injuries, but from our point of view, he's starting to play some really consistent footy and hasn't missed a beat. Probably a little bit quiet last night, but once again playing his role. And those other two boys in Ellis and Menninger are just, they're probably, for guys that have played relatively few games in our system, they look incredibly experienced. The decisions they make are extraordinary for such young kids, and we've been really pleased with what they've been able to put out on the park. But more importantly, once again, the ability to play their role and understand their role. And there's a kick Corey Ellis did last night. At the time when he was kicking that ball, I thought, what is he doing? And then he laces up Brett Deledio, so he's certainly an indication of his ability level on that play. So they're going to be good players for us.
Damien, you must personally feel vindicated for some of the comments you've made earlier in the year. I recall one comment where you said, we can beat anyone. And I think the bulk of the footy world thought, come on, you can't beat anyone. You're struggling against a Melbourne, or you're struggling...
It was that night after Melbourne,
wasn't it? Yeah. And then you have the performance you have last night, and you've probably seen this building for a while. You've done a lot right in games. I heard you talk last night that it's only been portions of games where you've been poor. Have you felt now that this team has grown up? It really has matured to the side you knew was coming?
Oh, we probably always thought it was Innes Kingy. I think it's Kingy speaking. From our point of view, we're disappointed in some performances we put on the park. You know, there's games that, for whatever reason, through, you know, a lack of concentration, for example, the Geelong game, we gave up 3 centre bounce goals. You know, the Melbourne game was probably as poor as we've played this year with regard to our endeavour and effort, which is inexcusable. But we've always felt we've had it in us, and it's just a matter of that belief and confidence growing within the group to come forward. And, you know, in fairness to a lot of our guys, a lot of our leaders throughout the early parts of the year hadn't been playing. And, you know, it's amazing you take out some quality leaders. You know, of course, I've experienced the last couple of weeks, you take out Lewis and Hodge, and things do start to not unravel, but you do miss that experience around the contest. And that was one thing we missed early, but all of a sudden, the Delidio comes back in the side. Chaplin plays consistently. We have one other leader out. I can't remember who it was, but, you know, we get those leaders back around the ball and back around our structures, and all of a sudden, things start to straighten up and come easier for us.
I just said to Kingy, can I ask the next question? And now I've forgotten it. I'll tell you what it is, Demmer. Can you promise never to say, Titch Edwards, he's really highly rated inside our walls, and we don't think he's highly rated outside your walls? I mean, his role is that, I don't know where you're playing, high half forward, push into the contest, kick a couple of goals. He's as dangerous as any player centre forward. Please don't undersell him again. Just say he's a star.
Yeah, he's a special player. He can do things that, you know, not many players in the competition can. And from our point of view, once again, it's all about playing his role. But his ability to win contested ball and then make things happen to make it easier for our teammates is extraordinary. You know, he makes those guys around him better, and he's a pleasure to watch, and more importantly, he's a pleasure to coach. And he's got better every year he's been at our footy club, which is a really impressive trade for a young fella, and we still expect him to get better again. How far he goes is up to him.
He's got this ability, I reckon, and tell me if I'm wrong, and I don't think a lot of players have got it. He's got this ability to dance out of congestion.
Yeah.
He does, and he finds space. And once he finds space, the game's alive. The game changes from a congested play. Like last night, he had the ball in the far wing from where you were sitting. And there was players everywhere. But he went left, went right, and suddenly he had 5 metres, and everyone was running. I just think it's a quality that not a lot of players. Dustin's got it a little bit as well. Trent's got it as well. But I don't think it's a league-wide quality.
No, you're right. They create what we call 1v-done. You know, they put a player in space, and that's something, like you said, that the highly talented players can do that to a very, you know, high level, at a consistent level also, and Shane's one of those players.
You won last night, Damien, despite the fact that we saw some most extraordinary ruck work or ruck combination, didn't we, between Sandilands and Fife particularly. I think that's amazing that you were still able to win given what was going on there.
Yeah, it was incredible. I stopped belting Brendan Lade, our stoppage coach, after the first quarter, because whatever we tried just wasn't working anyway. It was extraordinary. You know, I thought Ivan and our players around the ball battled mentally, but there was one tap that he did. He came into the stoppage and did a backhander. Yeah. And it hit Nate Fife on the chest running through, and I thought, what chance have we got? It's funny, you know, even from the other opposition coach's box, to watch it was something special last night. You know, we tried sitting on players, second jumping, putting more players around the stoppage, and they're just in incredible form, those two at the moment. Incredible.
You did well to contain the scoreboard damage from centre clearances, because they won them 18-6, yet it was one goal all.
Yeah, it was something Look, the ability to transition inside 50 from centre bounce is something we'll keep an eye on all night. You know, the damage from clearance is probably the next one, and it's probably the first possession after clearance, and we thought we put enough pressure on that contest to negate. You know, the ineffective clearances, I think, overall were, you know, they have had a lot more clearances, but I think the transition numbers inside 50, I think, were equalised. So from our point of view, that was good defensively for our guys around the contest.
I think there's a target on every now and then there's a factor or a facet of the game that becomes heavily analysed, and I thought Nat Fife broke into space 3 or 4 times last night, and he was clamped. I know Grigg got him once, Cochin got him once and tackled him to the ground when the game was really on. It was only 4 goals the difference, and they looked like getting forward and scoring. He's an incredibly difficult man to tackle, but did you feel like the players embraced the opportunity to go head-to-head with him last night?
Yeah, I think so. Look, we did. He got out of control, I think, in the third quarter, from memory, and we did actually say, listen, that's enough. We put Sean Grigg on him, and then we put Trent Cotchin on him, I think, to double team him at stages as well. And the fact of the matter is, you know, he took a couple of incredible marks. Just his ability to be strong around the contest and get through the contest was, you know, it was really damaging at stages. But I think in the last quarter, he might have only had four or five. But I think probably the game wore him down. He had 20 contested possessions. And eventually, if you keep going in at that rate, you've got to become tired. And I think our guys, to their credit, like you said, we had two or three guys trying to tackle him and bring him in the ground. It probably wore him out in the end.
Just going back 3 or 4 weeks, Damien, I think in the media at least, and other coaches have said it, that there does seem to be a change in the way you've played the game with your two-tempo, if you like, style. Was that something that was just a matter of getting the execution right and not much changed? Or was there a time after one of those games, maybe the Melbourne or the North games, where you thought, right, something has to change here?
Yeah, there's probably a little bit of both. We've always hit in our kit bag, and we have played like that at various stages throughout the years that I've been here. Probably what we were doing it too much early, especially in a couple of games. North Melbourne game is an extreme example. It's just playing too fast. North Melbourne wanted us to get into that fast transition game where they transition the ball from one end to the other, and we were probably trying to match it. And the shootout against North, you know, in my opinion, really going to struggle to win, and that was not a game we wanted to get into. But unfortunately, we just couldn't slow ourselves down and tried to be too aggressive with our ball movement. In effect, if your ball movement, if you're turning it over, you don't help yourself defensively. So it's something that our guys have got better at. Our personnel probably has helped that a little bit as well. We're winning the ball a bit more across, you know, the centre forward area of the ground with Brett Deledio, who's, you know, an incredible player, and we're just getting better overall with, you know, our experience in the right areas, I suppose it takes.
The media were probably poised, ready to come for you. Brendan came on this program and you know, swore and
did too.
In defence, normally that's Robbo's job.
That's Robbo's role.
Were you like starting to doubt yourself at all?
No, I don't think so. Like, you've got to remember, sides go through ups and downs, and we knew we weren't playing well. We also weren't getting belted out of the park. You know, I think our worst loss was 30 points, and I think we averaged about 15 or 16 points. But you've got to look back and, yeah, our form line over the last 20 or 25 games, whatever you want to pull out, is pretty good. We've, you know, I think we've only lost 6 or 7 games out of those 20-odd. So we're very confident in what we're doing. We still realise we've got a long way to go. We're still well short of where we need to be. We've still got some players that we think can improve and help us in that area. So we're under no illusions of where we're at, but more importantly, we know where we want to go and what we've got to do to get there.
Strange question for me, Damien, but I've always wondered. I've never asked a coach this.
Oh no!
Luck, Damien.
I'll only ask you. You only ask winning coaches this question because it's so weird. When you fly back on the plane, do you sit up the front of the plane, or are the players at the back, or are you all together?
No. I'm in the cattle class. Yeah. Generally,
I can attest to that, Robert.
Yeah, because you walked past Hutto in the first class.
I didn't see Hutto. You were on our plane last night.
Not last night, the week before.
No, I tell you who I did give a vicious spray to. The plane was waiting for Dennis Cometti, so I gave him a verbal barrel because he was on late.
Oh. See, these are the good questions.
We generally get our taller players up the front of the plane. So, yeah, I'm down the back, mate, all the small nuggety back pockets.
Who do you sit with, the coaches, or do you take the opportunity, be it for an hour or coming back from Perth, what is it, 3 hours, 4 hours, do you take the opportunity to talk to players, or do you watch the game again, or do you have a sleep? What do you do on the plane?
Last night it was more about have a sleep, but generally on the plane you sort of, you generally sit with your coaches and you talk about what you're going to review, and you start watching the game on the way back. Because, you know, every hour is important in review, and you're just trying to get through, you know, to your next game as much as we can. But yeah, good question, Robbo.
I will never call you Damien again, Dimmitt. Do you have a quiet beer on the plane as you're flying back?
No. We refrain from that.
Can you just say one more thing? Jimmy, can you just say one more time to us, I told you we could beat anyone.
I'm not saying it. I'll come back to haunt me at some point.
Right, and remember, Titch Edwards
is plucking something out.
And Titch Edwards is a star, okay?
Good on you, mate.
He's a very, very good player.
Are you away on holiday for a couple of days, Damien?
I am, but I've sort of I snuck in with, I've got the lovely wife with me. I was just informed that we're going to the Gold Coast Sydney game because we've got Sydney in 3 weeks as well.
We'll
just stick in that one and then we'll, because I haven't seen him live.
Because Jack's playing golf in Bamboogle. Dusty wouldn't say after the game where he was going. He was too scared to tell anyone. It was quite funny. Appreciate your time. Well done. It's a sensational turnaround and best of luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time. See you later.
Thank you, pal.
Dimmer Hardwick joining us there.
How's that? Don't call me by my name. Call me by my nickname.